Welcome to AAL's LeadCast. I'm Dr. Mike Silvius, Vice President of AAL. Today we're talking about the Chair's role in responding to departmental level crisis. I've asked Dr. Craig Lavac, Associate Professor and Chair of the Music Department at Southern Connecticut State University, to talk about the Chair's role in responding to departmental level crises.
Depending on the crisis, and there are a lot of different crises that chairs have to deal with, from personnel to student-related issues to even enrollment, longer-term concerns that can bubble up into a crisis mode that may even result in a reorganization or threatening the department. The first thing that I think is really critical is to gather as much information as possible and from as many sources as possible. What are the students saying? What does institutional research say about your data? What is the dean feeling about all of these things? And then the next thing is really to solicit some input from leaders who you really trust and value their input. They have no vested stake, so they can really help you to look through what are the salient points of the crisis. This is likely something that you can't do with somebody in your institution, so networking, conferences, people that you meet in different places are good for this. Three, make sure you use your mission. Hopefully your department has a mission, I'm sure your institution does, and hopefully your department even has some strategic goals and objectives. This should really guide your decision making as you're responding to a crisis. Then outline some options and really just kind of a simple pros and cons. What are the potential responses? What are the positives and negatives? And then certainly consider what the impacts will be. Then finally, you have to act and be confident in what you're doing. If you've gone through that process, if you really considered all of those potential outcomes, you should be confident that what you're doing is a thoughtful response. It may not be necessarily the right response, but you've considered as best you can. And then afterwards, you have to own the decision. Don't try to look for others to blame. Accept the feedback that you get and reflect on it. How could I have done it better? Who should I have consulted differently? Did I really get as much data as I needed to? And then hopefully you're prepared to do it better the next time.
Thank you for joining AAL's LeadCast. Please visit us online at aalgroup.org.